city one.
You know how often we get a judge up in peace trees?
Well, you got one now.
You need medication.
What?
You need medication.
I need a woman!
Yep, I say that all the time.
I need a fucking woman! I don't need any medication. You need a fucking bat beside the head.
There's your new dread, people. Fuck Carl Urban.
Jesus Christ.
You need a bat upside your head.
What's wrong with him, man?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Perfectly normal.
People, welcome to Spoiling It.
God. Yeah, wow, that's the way to open it up. My God, the first point at the movies.
What better way to open it than with the great Mel Gibson?
Jesus Christ.
Tony, for a Mad Max review, I'm opening up with that.
You need a bat to the side of it. That's what happened when he was told he wasn't Mad Max anymore. He went, what? What?
Oh my goodness, man. What the hell?
I've gotten mad in my time, but never that damn mad.
Oh, God, no.
He said, you make me so mad, it makes me want to smoke.
Makes me want to smoke and drink. Fuck you, jacuzzi.
I need a woman.
There was a 30-second period where it was just nothing but him breathing.
Damn, put him in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think he thinks he's in Game of Thrones.
Everyone would fear Mel Gibson in Game of Thrones.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, people, welcome to the first ever Spoiling at the Movies. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Wayne.
Could you imagine if Dredd ever got that mad?
Oh, Dredd got nothing on Mel Gibson.
You know why Dredd don't get that mad? It's because he has a gun. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Because a gun can do any and everything he wants. Yeah, so yeah, he's good.
He's two options. It's either you come with me peacefully or you die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't imagine Dredd saying, I am the law and fucking blow me.
Actually, that'd be cool if he said that. Like, hey, rookie, either you need to pop that guy in the head or you can blow me. Which one?
Fuck your drugs.
Which, by the way, I never really looked at it, but the chick we have up in this movie, she is finer than a
motherfucker. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Miss Olivia Thirlby.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was hot as shit, dude.
Oh, gorgeous.
Cute girl.
Tell her to read my fucking mind. This is Obama. You can read my mind, girl. Oh, you can read. Shit. God damn, that girl's hot. Especially when that big lip black ass nigga or whatever was imagining that she was sleeping with him and shit.
Damn.
Oh, I don't know his name. Come on now. Let's call him.
So that's what we're going to be calling him, the big ass black lip nigga.
Wood Harris, man. God damn.
Woody Harrelson? What?
Jeez. I said Wood Harris.
Oh, yeah, Woody Harrelson. God, he's changed.
Wood Harrelson, that's fine. Whatever. Okay.
To you, does that sound like a black name, Wood?
Wood Harris?
Yeah, Wood Harris.
What does a black name sound like?
Well, not Harris. Wood. Who names their kid Wood?
I don't know. His parents.
Well, fucking idiots, something like.
His parents are some fucked up individuals, man. I gotta say that. I don't know. That sounds like they make.
Yeah, and I think about it. Who the hell names their child Wood? Yeah. Right.
This sounds like they make a dick joke.
Wood.
It's like calling my son Brick.
It's like calling your kid Blanket or some shit like that, you know? You don't name your bitch. Especially you don't name no nigga baby nothing soft like that. Come on now.
Damn. Wow.
Nigga baby, yeah. That's a new
yeah,
word.
Exactly.
Dude.
I can see why they gave him Wood, because Wood is strong. It's hard, you know? So, you know, hey, like black guy. Wood. Hard and strong.
Okay. It's like I gave that conclusion.
Yeah, he got a hard and strong dick. That's why. It's very hard.
I wouldn't be some erotic shit if he can't get it up at all. His name's Wood.
Come on, baby, your name is Wood. Come on, I just think you bring Wood. What?
Yeah, that's why he's telling her to read his mind. And they actually couldn't
he
do
got
it.
A lot to live up to with that name. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, well, cheat. Not like.
Just saying. I mean, especially with that bottom ass lip, you can tell he's sucking some dick. Shit. Dude, damn. Imagine if that was him on that phone line breathing.
Oh, man.
Up all the air and shit with that lip. Just. Shit, you better hope you never get stuck in the ocean with his ass. Right? He'll suck up all the air before you can get a breath of that
shit. What are you talking about? Bullshit. You can use, man, use his lips as a lifeboat. You'll be perfectly safe.
Damn. Wow. Who is he, Jay-Z?
That motherfucker uses all of chapstick in one lip swing. Just bam.
I think we found a new Green Lantern, though. Perfect.
Wow.
God damn. I can tell you now, if you ever get trapped in the desert with him, that'd be the best thing ever, because them niggas' lips would be so wet and pink.
Super, baby. Jesus Christ.
I guarantee you, people never heard a Dread review like this.
Let me get some water. Hey, where were we?
Oh, man.
Hey, it's the first ever spoiling out of movies, so yeah. So it
the way we're going, this could be the very last.
Oh, boy. What an opening. What a fucking opening.
This is one you like that, right? You like big hanging lips from black people that go, ooh, like you can get some water from that motherfucker or something? Oh, yeah, it's hot, isn't it? That's how my lips look. I know, whatever. Yeah. After you keep biting down on that motherfucker, yeah.
Oh, God. Horrible.
Looking all ashy and juicy and shit at the same time.
Depends on the lips we're talking about here.
Don't worry. Cody, you should be thankful your lips don't look like that.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're an alcoholic, I can only imagine your photos, what they look like after that shit.
I'm trying to look this motherfucker up now. His lips weren't that bad, were they?
Yeah, they were bad.
No, they weren't that bad.
That nigga had Down syndrome or something.
Jesus, man.
That nigga was looking like Droopy the dog sometimes.
Oh, God. What is wrong? Oh, he's going to be an Ant-Man. Oh, my God.
Oh, is he? Oh, no. Oh, my God. He does have big fucking lips.
Jesus. He is the ant. He's going to be, you know how ants can move their mouths together and shit like that? That's him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, P1, fun fact. You know who his brother is?
Joaquin Woodbine.
No, his brother's the evil black dude from Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Ah!
The ball-headed dude.
Damn, they look nothing alike.
I know.
Jesus Christ, okay.
Wow. Right.
Never would have caught that now, all right. Well, shit.
God, this dude played Hendrix?
What? He did too. Oh, no.
Tony knows he wants to say that nigga's got some big-ass lips. Come on now. Yeah, come on. He played it. He's in this movie. He's in this movie called Endgame. The Endgame was his lips. That was the cross between life and Endgame.
Oh my God! He was in the Twilight Zone as well, the TV show.
He should be in Super Mario Brothers. He can be that flag they jump on.
And of course, he was in the Cosby Show. Oh, there you go.
He was the sweater from Cosby. He's the one that's keeping Cosby out. Cody, stop talking racist about this guy. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm a terrible human being.
You are a terrible human being, man. You are terrible. Yeah. Me and Wayne trying to pop a review here. Come on now.
I know, right? I know. Mine's civil ass.
Oh, we talking about the 2012 hit Dread, man. This came out of nowhere, which by the way, whoever posted that on Facebook saying Dread coming to a Netflix series, man, you can go fuck yourself, because I found out that's not even real. Yeah, you pissed me off.
No, oh, no. I knew that.
What, do you think that shit was real?
Fuck that shit.
Because I woke up to that shit, and I saw that poster with the Netflix logo, and I was like, oh, shit. And I looked it up, I was like, you son of a bitch, you. I wanted to fire it up on his ass so badly.
It would be a cool series, but you know they'd fuck that up. Look at Gotham.
No, well, man, that's a different story.
Netflix. Man, they'll have rules.
Exactly.
If anything, you know what? We got Dread on Netflix. It's called Orange is the New Black. It's inside a cell block. There you go.
That's how the cubes look like.
Yeah, inside the ISO cubes.
Yeah, that's the ISO cube for women.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
They're no different than men. They shoving broomsticks. They raping each other and shit like that. I love it. Hollywood is funny or whatever. Like, you got Sopranos, whatever. White people raping and killing and murdering each other, but they at home. Then you got black people doing it and everything like that, but they in jail called Oz. Yeah. Television is very funny with race. Yes. Yeah, what is this show became?
Seriously.
Oh, but Dread, man, that was one of the best movies of 2012. 2012 was a really good year, I gotta say.
Yeah, it was a really good year.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't for Dread, because what did that do at the box office? Shit, damn. Fucking bombed.
Say, that probably was our only favorite, one of our favorite movies that year that was good that failed in box office.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because so much other shit made more money, and it's a fucking joke. You think of the movies that made money that year, and you're like, oh, God. Poor Dread.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Twilight, the last one, came out that year.
I believe you're right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I want to say it came out around time Dread came out too.
Okay, that's, I'm actually freaked. 2012, all right? Let's go through was it 2012?
Yeah, Avengers.
Avengers just slightly beat it.
Yeah.
Just a touch, like a centimeter.
Dread was number one of that year, you know, but Avengers came in and just, like, you know, just took its thunder, you know? That's what it was.
Hey, Expendables 2 even beat it.
Skyfall beat everything.
Mm-hmm.
Skyfall. Damn. What else was it?
The other year. Oh,
fucking
made...
even Silver Linings Playbook made more money than Goddamn Dread.
When Tyler Perry's Madea Witness Protection made more money than Dread, then you got fucking issues.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that was the year I declared my blackness went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, memories.
I can't even see Dread in the top 100. Where the fuck was Dread?
It's like Chappie, it just vanished.
Yeah.
Damn, that shit didn't even make top 100.
Whose fault that was, right? You gotta blame all that on Stallone.
Stallone.
Yeah. That's easy the reason why.
How can you blame Stallone? What'd he do?
Yeah, your boy fucked
me. Even what'd he do?
What'd he do?
What the hell you mean, what did he do?
He did nothing.
He made that terrible Judge Dredd.
horrible.
He did not make that movie. He was hired.
17 years, he digged this movie a grave. He dug this movie a grave before he even came out.
In Stallone's defense, he wanted to wear the helmet the whole time.
Oh, he just says that shit now.
I believe him. I believe him.
Lie. Why do you believe him?
Stallone does not lie.
Yes, he does. He said Expendables 3 is going to be the rage.
It was.
Yeah.
Just no one here is good.
God.
The man tried. He tried.
No, he didn't. When the last time he tried?
Rocky Balboa.
Okay,
actually, no, the last Rambo he tried.
I thought you were going to say the first Rocky movie. I was
That motherfucker never cared about the Expendables. You can tell, they never gave a shit.
He needs to stop doing his own stunts and taking them shots to the head because they fucking his movies up.
Stallone is always good when he plays a character that's not superhuman. Even though Rocky technically is, it's not. I don't know. Well, Stallone's fucked in the head, okay?
I can tell you this right now, Wayne. He shows wasn't good in fucking Judge Dredd. He ruined that fucking movie for you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Who directed that shit, anyway?
Because Carl Urban, my man, he came in and fixed it.
Hell yeah, he did.
And I would say by himself.
By himself?
Yeah.
Hey, he had some help. That chick was fucking gorgeous.
I'm gonna tell you
he carried the movie.
You didn't need the everything else about this movie is good, but the director, fuck all them. Carl Urban sold that role, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sold it.
He was Judge Dredd, man. What can I say?
Yeah.
Why not argue with that? I said he was the funnily enough, he actually wasn't the perfect choice, but he did the perfect role.
Who would have thought he would have been that good, though?
Yeah, seriously. Carl Urban.
When I was rewatching it for this or whatever, I was just looking at his facials, but I was just like, damn, dude, watching this in Star Trek, I was like, I see two totally different people here.
Because he's a talented actor. He's a good actor. That's the thing.
That's why when they brought his name up for Batman and everybody was giving him shit about it, I was like, that man can do it. After that performance he did as Judge Dredd, I'm like, come on now. He's got that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
Damn straight. But you know what? They're never going to give it to him because, Carl Urban, he's not really that well known, blah, blah, blah. The problem is everyone hears his name and they think he's the fucking Australian cowboy guitarist, Keith Urban.
Is he Australian?
Huh?
Is he Carl Urban?
No, Keith Urban. Carl Urban's Kiwi. He's New Zealand, I think.
I'm talking about Carl Urban.
Carl Urban's, I'm pretty sure, Kiwi. He's a New Zealander.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's from New Zealand.
I know he has an accent. That was a thing, because they did say that when he got mentioned for Batman. They were just like, oh, he can't bring in money. I'm just like, he's playing fucking Batman. It doesn't matter who fucking plays him. The movie's just going to, he's just going to bring money just because Batman's clone. Dread, that failed, obviously, because of Stallone, and plus, it's a British property that nobody knows, so.
True.
Yeah, look, when the first Judge Dredd came out, no one had a fucking clue. Even I didn't know who the fuck Judge Dredd was. And no one did. It was a new property, in it.
Because you hate British people. So I studied their culture.
Of course I hate British people. Why wouldn't I?
You gotta say, man, they make some pretty good comic book movies, though. With Kingsman and Dredd. You know, I mean, you know, just saying.
I mean, how is Dredd an English movie?
It's basically an English comic book.
An English comic book.
So what? Yeah. That doesn't mean it was an English film.
I didn't say it was an English film. I said they make good properties, though.
Yeah, like what? Make crumpets and croissants and fucking...
Hey, muffins. Kingsman was a comic book movie from England.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I don't care about that.
That movie kicked ass. What are you talking
about? Yes, it did.
Nah, people wearing suits. Couldn't care.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Wayne. God damn you.
What the hell?
I don't like neatness. It's like the Avengers. Not the Avengers, the Avengers one with Sean Connery and Uma Thurman. I hate seeing heroes wearing suits and shit.
Tuxedos. They're not heroes.
That was a shitty movie, though. So I don't see why the comparison.
I just don't like seeing heroes walk around in suits.
Oh, I don't like James Bond. He wears a tuxedo.
He doesn't always wear it. He roughs it up, though.
Oh, goddamn it.
I like how you said they're heroes in suits. What the fuck is Dredd wearing?
He's wearing a badass biker outfit.
It's a suit, Wayne.
No, but
it's
I'm talking about like a suit with a tie. You can't go fighting in that.
But the main character wasn't wearing a suit in Kingsman.
I haven't seen it, have I?
Then what the fuck is
No, you're just putting it down because you say you saw one sequence with him in a suit.
It just doesn't interest me. I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
my God.
I don't like seeing English heroes. Don't like them.
How are you going to talk shit about it then?
I'm not. I just don't care about
it. You know what it is, Cody? All these British people.
What?
All these great British people we got and stuff like that. Like the man, Tom Hardy or whatever and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne's just mad because they got Sam Worthington and Jai Courtney.
Yeah, okay.
That's a fair point, actually. Jai Courtney is not even an actor. Yeah.
It makes so much sense why you hate British people now. Because, let's just face it, they're better than y'all when it comes to entertainment.
Hey, fuck off. We made entertainment.
It's true. Hey, facts are there, though. I'm saying, facts are there. Come on.
Okay, you want to talk about entertainment? Chris Hemsworth, Heath Ledger, Hugh Jackman, all fucking Australian, all playing major fucking characters.
Fuck him.
Don't matter. The Wolverine. He's still the Wolverine.
Who cares? The Wolverine sucks.
I don't care. Jackman, Wolverine.
He had two movies, and he fucked them both, and he keeps claiming... Oh, nobody loves Wolverine like I do. It's like, really? Because I can't tell.
Yeah. I still like the way he portrays him, but I can understand why the hardcore Wolverine fans wouldn't. But
That's it, doing hardcore Wolverine.
It's like the Dredd fans, even then. Like, Judge Dredd clearly was not portrayed the way he was meant to be in the comics.
Dang, I should do it.
Hell no.
That whole movie was just not portrayed.
Of course.
That movie was a bunch of fuckery.
That's the point. I can't blame Stallone for that because...
Yes, you can!
You can't blame Stallone
for
that.
He had nothing...
off on that.
He had the most control in that movie.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Look at that poster in his face. He's a very upset man.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bitch.
It's sad when you see the name Stallone bigger than the words Judge Dredd, I must say.
It's sadder when you see the word Stallone in anything. it's just sad in general.
He's
you
rocking?
Saw that motherfucker was running in Expendables 2. He can't even run anymore. That nigga's done.
Because the motherfucker's old. He's falling apart.
Oh, okay, then stop then.
No reason to stop. Keep going.
No, don't keep going. No, I'm sorry. His career is done.
He can stop.
I'll wait till I see Creed. I'll wait till I see Creed, and then I'll make that decision.
He is ruined. He's not even in Creed, is he?
Yeah, of course he is.
He's in Creed.
Oh,
he's
Jesus Creed. Christ, that movie's fucked now.
Of course he's playing. Who do you think Rocky's being played by in it?
Oh, God, that movie is so fucked now. God, okay. Well, I just lost respect for it now.
How could you not think he was in Creed?
I because someone was telling me that he just got his blessing off it. He's not even dealing with the movie or something like that. I was like, oh.
No, he's in it.
He has no writing control. He has no directing control, but...
Yeah, right.
No, because it's the guy who did Fruitvale Station with him and...
Yeah,
that movie didn't get nothing.
Doesn't matter.
That movie didn't get get shit. It didn't get nothing. Everybody keeps saying, oh, the guy did Fruitvale Station. It's like, that movie didn't get shit, though.
But it was
nobody
a good movie.
That fucking movie.
It got my respect.
Got your respect? Yeah, guess what? Guess what happened? Fruitvale Station came out, and guess what made that movie get forgettable? 12 Years a Slave. So, yeah, thank you.
Oh, I don't care about that film. I haven't seen that film.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I actually do want to see
that. God damn it, Wayne.
I do want to see that movie. I just haven't had time. I'm very busy.
I don't think you'd want to see that movie. Well, you know what? No, you don't need to see that movie. Just the simple fact that Michael Fassbender's in it, and you might be like, see?
I like how he says he's so busy. He makes time for fucking Expendables. He can't make time. Okay. All right, Wayne.
What do you mean Expendables? Yeah. I've only watched that movie once.
You saw it like three times when I heard.
Yeah. Nah, I've seen the first one a couple of times. Second one like twice.
Shit, I heard you saw it like 2 hours ago, actually.
Yeah.
No, I had to watch The Punisher Warzone because you motherfuckers, and that was bad enough.
You know that's better than any Expendables film. Come on.
Oh, piss off. No way.
That was way better. Leagues.
Yeah, I'm about to say, at least that one's funny and laughable. Huh?
Yeah, laugh at that. Expendables is going to be a fucking headache, so.
Oh, well, at least it's a good headache.
Good headache. Oh, no, it's not. What the hell? No.
No headache is good. What are you talking about?
No.
That's like watching Fast and Furious, any seven of them.
Yeah.
But that's about family, man.
You know it's bad when Expendables, your favorite franchise, is part of your worst franchise, too, Transformers. So, come on now.
No, that's Fast and the Furious, man. That's a Transformers franchise.
Nah, I don't know about that. Expendables ain't that far.
Man, they could bunch all those together, man. Seriously.
You wouldn't tell the difference.
You couldn't really tell the difference.
Fair enough. Back to Dredd, though.
Back to the great film, though. Dredd, man.
Yes.
Carl Urban doesn't take his helmet off. By the way, Stallone had more power than Carl Urban back then.
He took his helmet off? What are you talking about? Opening scene.
No, he didn't.
No.
Opening
he didn't put it on yet.
All you see is the...
You see,
it wasn't even on.
You see the back of his head, though.
And he's in complete darkness. You see
darkness,
his head,
he still saw the back of his head.
No, I didn't. And it's like 5 seconds.
Well, it's still with his helmet off. How does he walk around constantly with the helmet on, though?
Easily. It doesn't take a bullet to the head. He told you that in the movie. I remember he said it.
Yeah, but even when he's at the police station, he's still... I mean, he's not meant to take it off, but I mean...
Stallone couldn't even commit...
He's Judge Dredd.
You remember that scene, guys, where he... I guess the black female captain, wherever she was just like, take her to one of the most dangerous parts of the city or something like that, and he was just like, they're all dangerous. And just walked away. I was like, yes.
But as not a huge fan of the comics, is there a reason he does not remove the helmet?
Man, I've been awesome since I've read those comics. I haven't read those since I was a kid, dude. I can't remember the reason why, but I'm pretty sure they... I know after this movie came out, they're talking about like, hey, you'll get the sequel you want, but just not in movie form. It's a comic book. And I'm just like, ain't nobody going to read that shit. Come on. I want the fucking movie, man. Dredd to me was one of those characters that was better on screen than in books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, in some ways, in the books, he's just a bit too over the top. You know what I mean? It's like,
damn.
Which Carl Urban played it perfectly, though. He didn't Stallone it, so to speak.
Damn, I would love to see this movie mixed in with Punisher Warzone.
No.
Oh, God.
No, we don't.
Yes, I do.
No,
oh,
you
my
don't.
God. Cody, imagine all that shit now.
That would be pretty insane.
Imagine Dredd trying to hunt down the Punisher Warzone.
Huh. Wow. That. Wow. Take my money right now.
God damn. You've committed almost 20 crimes in one day or whatever. And he has a rocket. The Punisher has a rocket launcher in his hand. He just blew up some rock Safarian dudes, whatever. Yes. I want to see that movie.
Yes, this is death.
Dredd hunts down the Punisher Warzone. Raised, oh, man. Yes. Wayne, tell me you don't want to see that.
Absolutely Dredd not.
Versus, yes, you
Dredd
do.
Dredd versus Castle. Come on now.
Everybody talking about this Batman versus Superman, Civil War, or whatever. Nah. Mm-hmm. Dredd versus Punisher Warzone.
There you go.
That's the movie I want to see. Make that movie. Let's start a Kickstarter, guys.
No, fuck no. We're not paying. I'm not paying to see it. Carl Urban, if you're listening to this, do not ever sign off on that fucking film.
Yes. That'd be funny if me and Cody start one and make over $9 million for that shit. It'll make make it happen.
Hell yeah.
We'll put Wayne's name in credits of writing.
You bastard.
Pull a Z and Sean.
Music inspired by Z's Night of Living Dead. And then we'll say special thanks to Mel Gibson at the end of it.
If you can get Mel Gibson involved, then yeah, I'm all for it then.
Oh, he'd probably be like, oh, you fucking Australian wanker, you. Why don't you just get on your knees and blow me?
Oh, yeah, but you could just film him saying that and then use his voice.
Okay, yeah. but here we're following, we're in this violent, futuristic city, Mega City 1. We got Dredd here, played by the great Carl Urban. And then we got, who's the chick that plays the girl?
Olivia Thirlby.
Olivia Thirlby. Fine-ass girl. I tell you, I like her better with short hair. I'm looking at a picture of her with long hair. I like her better with short hair. Short blonde.
She's got dark hair naturally. So.
Yeah, yeah. She's got that Emma Stone going on. She don't know what color her hair is.
one way to find that out.
In my pants.
You motherfucker.
She's a rookie. She's on training or whatever. She's failed all the tests and shit like that. But they're like, hey, Judge is like, why is she so special? He's like, oh, because she's a mutant, as they call it in here. She's a psychic. Mm-hmm. Man, if this sequel ever got a bigger budget, man, they can explore Mega City 1 so much. Oh, yeah.
They always thought about wanting to bring in the Dark Judges if they had a sequel.
Oh, my God. I would fucking love to see that.
That'd be epic.
So Carl Urban, Judge Dredd here, he's going to take her on pretty much, I guess, a field test, if you will, you know. And we introduced Lena Headey playing Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the most ridiculous fucking name I ever heard. I never really thought how ridiculous that was. I rewatched it. I was like, yeah, damn. Her name.
I didn't.
Go ahead, Cody.
I didn't mind it one bit.
Her name was like Maggie Madeline, so it was like Mama. Yeah. But I was just like,
oh. Mama.
Okay. It's the first time I actually picked up what her real name was. It's the first time I ever noticed it.
When you hear Dredd say it, man, it sounds badass.
Yeah, it's when Dredd says it, because he's like, because when the black dude first told him, oh, the Mama clan, when he said it, I was like, okay, damn, that's not. Then when Dredd said it, he was like, Mama clan. I was like, all right, Dredd's not going to kill them all, whatever. She used to be a whore and bit the pimp's dick off and started running up in what was that place called? Tree yep. City? Some shit like that?
Peach Trees, yeah.
Orange Tree?
Peach Trees. Yeah. Peach Trees.
She's peach pretty much, trees. She pretty much took control of this whole damn, I guess you want to call it apartment unit complex or whatever, if you will. Damn near, pretty much, let's just call it Compton. She took over Compton. and she introduced the slow-mo
drug. Like every dilapidated city. Yes.
In dilapidated city. Yeah, that's right. Compton or South L.A., whichever you prefer. But, or Australia, whichever you want.
Oh, Australia, we haven't got cities, you know. That's just desert. We're, like, outside the wall.
Like, Wayne watched this and said, why are they complaining? At least they got some buildings and shit like that.
Exactly.
If you add Mad Max into this world, I'm all for that. Not
they,
fucking
they pretty
it.
Much, with Mama... Okay. No. Punisher, Warzone, and Dredd. That's what you got to see, Wayne. Come on now.
Fuck that.
So, the Mama clan, they skin and give these three dudes slow-mo and throw them off the damn building or whatever. So, Dredd, he goes in to respond to that. Next, you know, he's on a hunt to kill this bitch and take her whole crew down. Because you know why? They never had a Drudge in Peachtree. And Carl Urban said, what do you do now? So.
Yep.
I'm not gonna. I love that line when the black chick told him, "Oh, take him to a take her to a rural urban city, and that you know it's probably." And he's like, "They're all like that." And he just walked out. It's like, "Yeah, this whole city looks fucked." Which we get that badass opening of that chase scene.
Oh, right. Yeah, we had a score kick in, a badass score. Look at the score of this movie. I forgot. Badass, though.
I don't remember neither, but I remember that's when the slow-mo drug kicked in, and that was when that was one of the best special effects of the whole fucking movie. I never saw I think that was probably one of the best times I saw slow motion introduced into a film.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen slow-mo look better. Like, honestly, seriously.
I was just worried that they were going to overuse it.
I agree with that, especially when...
Yeah, they didn't. They used it perfectly.
I thought they used it perfectly, too. Even the part where Lena Headey was taking a bath and she had the water flowing over her, I was like, wow, that looks fucking good. I was like, this is on some Avatar-level shit.
Yeah.
See, James Cameron, it didn't take $200 million to make that, you fucker. And as I can see, Skype is fucking up again.
Yeah, Skype's being a complete cunt.
Yes, it is. Monumentally.
That's why Wayne don't like British people, because of Skype.
Yeah, I believe Skype. Fuck. No, the weather here sucks. Weather's piss and rain at the moment, so I think Skype's just being a bitch with that fucking weather. Fuck the weather.
Ah. You ever know when weather is fucked up, internet connections is always like shit?
See, we need to hire Dredd to come and fix the internet connection.
I'm not gonna lie, guys, but when I first saw this in theaters, an alarm went off in the theater and the room started flashing red.
Oh shit!
And this was right after the whole Dark Knight Rises shooting, right? So,
oh boy,
you should have seen me still in the theater. How much I was enjoying the film? I didn't even get up. I remember looking at the ceiling going like, oh shit, is Dredd in this room right now? I was so into the movie that I did not even get up, whatever. Dude had to come and escort me out the building. I was like, hey, what do you mean? I even cussed him out. I said, you better fucking rewind that movie back and pause it right there where it's at right now. Whatever. Apparently somebody pulled a false alarm and shit like that. I was in that movie. I was in front fucking seats and shit enjoying it.
But the question is, did they actually fucking wind the movie back for you, or did you have to come back and watch it again?
No, they stopped it. They paused it right where I left. So, yes. As they fucking better, because I was enjoying myself so much.
So when you came back, you sat down and said, are you ready? You look ready.
Yeah, actually, that's where it was at, too. That's what it was. It paused at the scene where they he blew that door down and shot that big-lit black nigga. So awesome. I love that. Man, the action scenes in here was incredible, dude. How much was
it? Hell yeah.
The budget on here was really cheap, if I'm not mistaken, too.
Yeah, I'm going to look that right now.
Cody's our fat guy, so he's going to look it up for us.
Yeah, the budget it was $50 million.
I was going to say, it was around 50, as far as I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, it couldn't make that back?
Oh, no.
No,
It has on DVD and Blu-rays and worldwide. And that's the argument of saying, why doesn't it get a sequel? So.
God damn. Well, yeah, if it went straight to DVD, then maybe, but fuck. And apparently nobody wants to see this shit in theaters, except for us.
Oh, bullshit. This is a strong following.
No, they wanted to see it. They just didn't know at the time, because they saw that Stallone shit.
Yeah, that's that the issue. Problem. They had the bad Stallone mouth. Yeah, bullshit.
Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Hey, don't blame me. Blame Stallone.
Thanks a lot, Wayne. It's all your fault. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Maybe if they cast Stallone. Maybe if they cast Stallone, it would have made more money. There you go.
Oh, you go to hell. I'll just make that statement.
No, but you know what? I would have loved it if they had Stallone in it, not as Dredd, but as like a judge who was at the bloody academy or some shit.
An inmate? How about that?
Yeah, he could have been a villain.
No, Stallone. Should have been that bum that was between the quarter device.
Actually, yes. Move. Yes. That would have been awesome.
Actually, Stallone should have been that dude that Mama threw off that rooftop. There you go. You wouldn't have been able to tell the difference of his face and when he got smashed in the ground. Trust me. Mm-hmm. It would have looked completely the same. I think would have woke up and started, hey, yo, Dredd would have shot.
Hey, well, she lucky she didn't throw the black guy off, because his lips would have floated to the ground.
Wow.
His lips saved him, Wayne. What are you talking
parachute,
about?
Parachute, man, parachute.
He would have used those lips to paddle like a boat and land it.
Fucking helicopter his way to freedom.
Oh, my God.
He looks like that black thing from that cartoon you sent me with that racist bird and shit.
Oh,
yeah. He looks like that predator. Got all them rings and shit. There goes your Black Panther.
I remember that.
Oh. Jesus. He don't get more niggerish than him.
Come on, man. Damn.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Leave him alone, Wayne. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Jesus.
Leave him alone, Wayne. That's all we ask.
What did he do to you two, man? God damn.
Yeah, what
nothing. We think he's great. I think he should win the Academy Award for Big Lip.
Best special effect.
Best special effects.
Oh my god!
Best action scene. His lips did slow mo.
Jesus Christ, man!
But he was a good actor. He did his job perfectly.
You know, I gotta say though, this movie wouldn't have got made though if it wasn't for me and Cody's film, Punisher Warzone.
Oh bullshit!
Punisher Warzone paved the way.
Mm-hmm. Paved the way for movies like this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, this was the year the first Raid came out. Or was it 2011? I think.
Yeah, they came out the same year.
So Raid and Dread came out the same year, thanks to Punisher Warzone. Man, paved the way.
Fuck.
Yeah, Wayne, you can't deny that.
Coincidence?
No, you cannot.
Coincidence?
No, uh-huh. It's not a coincidence, man. It's faith.
Pure ass coincidence.
No, because the Avengers came out in 2012 as well. Marvel,
you know, the way. I bet you the Punisher Warzone made more money than Dread.
It did. Oh, it was the first.
That's a fucking joke.
It's not disgraceful. It's respect, man. It's
respect.
That's all that is.
It's respect.
If you've watched Punisher Warzone, then you'll understand. That is disgusting.
Both black guys were the same from Punisher Warzone and Dread. I mean, the big lip motherfucker and the non-acting motherfucker, they were the same pair. Come on now. One just shaved his head even a little bit more, I guess. I don't know. They were the same guy, though.
That's
One just looked like Billy and the other didn't. That's all. I'll let you guys figure out which one is Billy.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So I'm just saying. Come on now. Punisher Warzone, Wayne. You'll see it one day. Paved the way.
I've seen it. Horrible.
Respect.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have a hot ass Olivia in it, so there you are. No.
You didn't either. You had Frank Castle.
Yeah, Frank Castle. That's all you need. And a gun.
A lot more than that.
You talking about? You had that old lady whose neck he cut open at the beginning of the film.
And he broke the other woman's neck. Fucking, yeah, real good hero there.
You had a chandelier that he jumped on and shot motherfuckers. You had a Rastafari and Key and Pell looking like motherfuckers.
Fuck
that. To get blown up. So, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a lot. Punisher Warzone offered a lot. Come on now. You had Jigsaw.
Jigsaw. The way you said it.
Greatest villain ever.
Yeah, and Looney Bin Jim. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Gonna get my applesauce back, baby.
I have to ask you. I have to ask you again. He's got holding that fucking axe, and he's trying to kill that poor guy.
Call me Jigsaw.
Where's your armies?
They're not exaggerating. The way they're talking right now is the way that motherfucker talks. Going to get my money back.
With that Uncle Sam music playing, he's like marching down the street.
Fuck that movie.
That movie's amazing. Raise your armies. That shit is amazing. Oh god. God, that movie is amazing.
That scene sums it up perfectly in the hallway. Where he's looking at the mirror, looking at himself all fucked up, so his brother, the lunatic, just decides to jump into all the mirrors for no reason.
Because he was trying to make his brother feel normal, that's why. It's heart, man.
Normal. The motherfucker rips some guy's intestines out and eats them, and that's normal.
Yeah, but he had heart for his brother. He was showing him love. He was just like, hey, brother, you're not alone in this, man. I got your back. You know, that's love. That's family, dude. Come on now.
Fuck it.
You just don't get it, Wayne. You never had a brother. That's why. You don't get it.
Brother, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, you never had a brother. You just don't get it. You don't know how far you'd go for a brother if you didn't have one. If you had one. But you don't have one, so.
Back to a
now.
Good film.
The second greatest film to Punisher Warzone. I would say, well, the acting in here was pretty top-notch, though. Lena Headey, you wanted nothing for her but that bitch to die. That's
mm-hmm.
The one actor from Game of Thrones who actually did something.
Hey, the dude from Cinderella that you said could be Green Lantern, he's doing something.
Oh, I didn't count that. I forgot about that movie.
He could be Green Lantern, shut up.
Of course he could. I reckon he should be. He'd be good.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, people usually in Game of Thrones don't go across to movies too well.
No.
None of us do. What are you talking about? No.
What's the point? Lena Headey, she's actually a really good actress and played a great villain.
I about to say, I don't know about great actors. I mean, how many things? Come on now, let's be real about this.
Well, she's decent.
Let's say this. Anyone could have did Lena Headey in this movie.
I would love to do Lena Headey in this movie.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I mean, come on. 300 300 and 300 Rise of an Empire wasn't her greatest work, let's just say.
Don't care. She's still doable. Nor
was Mortal Instruments City of Bones. So,
Neither was Sarah Connor Chronicles, but doesn't matter.
Okay, we ain't got to bring that shit up, bro. She was also in The Purge, so yeah.
Oh, was she in that shit?
Yeah. Bringing up some great track records here, you know? Come on now.
Doesn't matter. You know what? She's still a good actress. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't know about that.
Well, Game of Thrones, she's very good. I'll say that much.
Yeah, let's keep it that way then. Oh, she was in Possession. Oh, piece of shit. Cody's favorite genre of movie now, horror.
Horror, yep. That's the one.
Yeah, okay, fuck that movie. I hate it. Yeah, Lena Headey, you need a dick, bitch.
Damn, she did. Jesus Christ. She did in this movie.
Oh, that's right, she did. Yeah. She's probably like, one step ahead of you, P1. And it tastes good. What's wrong with her eyes? She can't open these motherfuckers. I'm looking at photos of her. She got her eyes all down in every one of them. Shit.
Lena Headey.
Damn, she really was playing mama in real life.
I got a feeling she would have done some fucked up shit in her youth. She comes across as that kind of chick.
She looked like the type to chop your dick off. Oh, wait, she did that in this movie. So, yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
You say nothing wrong with that now until she actually does it. No.
Oh, but as long as you get some fun out of it before, then yeah. Couldn't you see her having a love story with the Jigsaw? Wouldn't that have been a perfect romance?
She had a love story in Possession.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
You don't want to see it, so...
Hell no, you don't.
Just ask Cody about horror movies.
Oh, yeah. I'm a go-to guy for that shit, yeah.
He loves it now. He can't get enough of it.
Nope, not at all.
The only person I want here biting my dick off is Miss Olivia Thirlby, Anderson.
You want somebody to bite your dick off. That's kind of, okay.
She can blow. I want her to get on her knees and blow me. But if she gets raped by a pack of niggas, that's because of her. So. Which, by the way, could have happened by that big black nigga or whatever that was in here. What'd you call him? Woody Harris? Big Lip Harris?
Woody Harris.
Wood Bottom Lip Harris. Yeah, that's a good name for him. He plays Kay in the movie. And I gotta say, man, you know, this was back in 2012. This was on the verge of bringing actions back to the forefront of films and genre and stuff. And then Stallone came out with Expendables 2 and brought it back down by 100% or whatever. Come on, man, you gotta agree that Stallone's fucking the action genre up now.
How is he when the Expendables don't make that much money?
What you talking about? Expendables 2 made over $100 million.
Oh, that's not much. What?
It was enough to make a fucking third one, wasn't it?
God, yeah, the third one didn't make that much money.
He's still talking about making a fourth one.
Yeah, TV series.
He won't.
He made four movies that year.
What four movies?
Bullet to the Head. That shit you like.
Oh, that shit's horrible, I must say.
Yeah, thank you. You was liking that shit. I remember you told me you was like, that wasn't that bad.
That wasn't that bad. I've seen a lot worse, put that way.
That movie was horrible.
I've seen a lot worse.
It was bad.
No, that movie was still terrible. It don't matter if you've seen worse. Stop comparing it to something else. That movie was terrible.
I've still seen worse.
Grudge Match. That was embarrassing.
I actually did not hate that movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That's a surprise.
You will give a pass to anything that's thrown in it, won't you?
I'm not giving it a pass.
Anything.
I expected it to be really fucking awful to the point... I sound like fucking Jigsaw. Awful. No, but it actually wasn't as bad as I expected.
Oh, my God. You're Stallone's lover, huh?
Hey, I will name you his worst movies. And they're a lot worse than fucking Bullet to the Head.
Yeah, we just named a ton of them.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Pretty much every movie he's ever done except for Rambo and the first Rocky.
Hey, all the Rockies are brilliant. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen...
Stop right there.
No. He's done some good films. It's just the ones... what about Cliffhanger? Cliffhanger was good.
Cliffhanger.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you for liking Grudge, man? That movie was terrible.
Oh, that movie, I didn't say I like it. I just said it's not as bad as what people said it was.
See it, rent it, stream it, fuck it. What's your rating?
It's a high fuck it.
You better fucking give it a fuck it. That's all
I know. Okay, okay. You might like what? Copland. Now, Copland he was good in. That's a good film.
Man, fuck that movie.
Okay, what is wrong with exception. Copland's a good film.
He was actually good in that movie. I'll give it to him.
Because he got fat and looked old and lazy.
Man, fuck that movie.
That much I will give him.
I like Copland. Copland was a good film.
Oh, fuck that movie.
No, poison you.
Hey, Wayne, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Stallone can eat a dick. Fuck him. Shit.
He might
fuck
do that for his next movie.
Him and his terrible fucking ass. Didn't he make that shitty ass Escape Plan movie? Fuck him in that movie too.
I haven't seen that one.
Of course you ain't fucking seen it. Come on now, this dude is fucking terrible. Dude, he ain't been relevant since the fucking 80s, and he's the only one dumbing down action films.
How you mean only one dumbing down action? Punisher Warzone? That's not dumbing down action. Fast and the Furious.
No, shit, Stallone doing more than them. Shit, he had 5 movies in 1 year.
You said 4. What was it? Where's the 5th? What are the 4 movies?
He had Escape Plan, Bullet to the Head, Expendables, and fucking Grudge Match, and there was another fucking film he came out with, too, that I gave a fucking to. I think I walked out of that one.
Oh, not the one he produced.
Oh, God. Oh.
There was one he wrote for Jason Statham. Or Stratham.
Oh, the one with Jennifer Lopez.
What? He did a movie with Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, God. What was it? Parker.
Parker, yeah.
What are you talking about?
And he did he produced a Homefront. Homeland, I think he wrote that one too. One with Jason Statham and James Franco.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Why are you defending this guy then? This guy's horrible.
Because he created the greatest character of all time, that's all.
That ain't the greatest character of all time. The hell out of here.
Rocky is the greatest character of all time, and I will stand by that. Not. Yep, I mean, absolutely.
Hey, man, tell you something.
Wayne.
Yes, Cody. For real. Cody. Yeah, I was Rocky. I'm just
asking if you're for real right now. That's all I'm asking. Are you for real right now?
When it comes to Rocky, is my favorite character.
Warrior is better than Rocky.
You take that back.
I'm going to take that back because I believe that. So Warrior is a better film.
No, you keep it.
Rocky, I'm still sorry, is the best. But anyway, back to fucking Dredd.
No, Warrior is a better film than Rocky. I said it there.
You are a fuckwit. A sheep. Sheep.
No, that movie didn't make no money. Hold on.
Why are there sheep?
I don't know. I just got nothing else to say.
I'm pretty sure.
I use the word sheep in the way I wish to use it. I don't follow the trend of using the word sheep.
Oh, my God.
That movie got no recognition and it made no money. It's not sheep,
made money?
So I don't know what you're talking.
I loved it. I saw it. My favorite movie of the year.
You don't have taste in movies, though, because you don't watch them. So, therefore...
I don't watch the ones I have to. You like fucking Punisher Warzone, my God.
Punisher Warzone better than Stallone ever did. Now, I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's a national treasure. God. What the hell are you talking about, Wayne?
You guys are on slow mo.
Punisher Warzone makes more sense than all 3 Expendable films.
He's gun expert is the fat guy from Seinfeld, and that is considered the fuck.
Yeah, microchip.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that. No. Dread.
Anyway, Wayne, I'm glad we got dove into your movie mind or whatever. He won't go see any other movie. He'll see it just to talk shit about it because everybody else like it. But then he'll go see a Stallone movie and go, well, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It can be worse.
I've seen worse.
Okay. No, you haven't seen worse. You a goddamn lie. Cody's seen worse in the past month now.
Because you guys watch films. I don't have to. I haven't got the time. I'm very busy.
Then why do you go watch them in period? Because all you do is talk shit about it.
Most movies suck.
When you said Raid 2 is overrated, I had to slap
I
the shit
still
out of
say
you.
That. Oh I think God. It's a, I think right. It's a good film, but it is overrated.
How the hell is it overrated?
It's like The Avengers. The Avengers is a good film, but it's overrated.
It's not overrated. How the fuck is that overrated?
Best comic book film of all time. Best movie ever made.
Oh my God.
Fuck off. That's what people say. And I'm like, no.
What's wrong with that?
Because they're idiots. It's not.
They're not. Fuck that. It's up there in the top 2 greatest films of fucking superhero films of all time. What's wrong with that?
In your opinion, not mine.
That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
No. I don't think it is. I think that's wrong.
It's in everyone's top 3 at the most.
Well, I don't care. Fuck their opinion.
Except for you. Because the only thing you do is look for films to hate on because people like it.
Okay, well, 93 movies that are better than The Avengers, comic book wise.
Oh, comic book wise, that's better. I would say even on par or whatever. You got, I would say both Batman Begins and Dark Knight.
Yeah, but I could probably name 3 that you'd probably agree with straight up.
Captain America: Winter Soldier.
Yep, and the other one.
I would even put damn near Guardians of the Galaxy up there with Avengers.
There you go. That's the point. But a lot of people wouldn't agree with you on that. And I'll put the fucking Crow above all that shit because I do think the Crow's a better movie.
I don't think it's a superhero film, so that's the problem right there.
Yeah, that's where we come. That's my point. I mean, but if you said that to fans, oh no, Avengers is the best, and all, I'm like, it comes down to opinion, and I just think people kiss its ass too much.
I don't think that's an opinion. Not an opinion.
Whereas I reckon the next one,
guys, Dread.
Back to Dread.
Avengers made history, saying, guys. You motherfucker.
Fast and the Furious did it long before that.
Dread.
Okay, you don't shut the fuck up now, Wayne. I'm gonna strangle his ass.
Dread.
I got a USB cord. I'm tying into a knot right now that I'm about to strangle.
Dread. I am the law.
This motherfucker says one more bad thing about the Raid or the Avengers ever again, I'm gonna chop your goddamn dick off, Wayne.
Dread.
You Stallone fucking Australian motherfucker.
Dread.
I think Cuddy wants to review Dread.
Wayne. I am the law, Wayne. I will kill you.
Oh, there's no such thing as the law. Even in Peace Trees, there's no law walking around. People are sleeping outside. And whatever happened to that guy? He got crushed, but you never saw him when the door opened up. But the door opened up, he wasn't there. He vanished.
Did he open the door up later?
Yeah, but later in the movie. Fuck, Wayne.
But he vanished. Where was his body?
His body was in pieces.
Yeah, but there's no, like
who cares? It wasn't that important.
It was very important.
Oh, my God.
No. They walked through a different section of the door, man. Let's just say that, all right? Fine.
The only time is unless those two judges that were outside, who are the good ones, dragged his body off after the corrupt ones walked in. That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of their job.
Yeah, there you go.
They got to clean the streets.
There you go.
Part of their job.
They probably still put him in the ISO cubes.
They did.
Piece of fuck.
They got to make a quota by the end of the year. They got to fill ISO cubes up.
And heck, crooked judges. I'm like, what the fuck? Why would there be corrupt fucking judges in this world?
Oh, because the world is corrupt. That is crooked.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do? Okay.
How's that out of the
room? Okay, but what are you gonna do?
I like
with
how you asked that question out of confusion, though. It's just like, how's that?
No, because okay, look at. Oh, we're gonna get 1 million fucking whatever it is to fucking kill Dredd and shit. What are you gonna buy in that city? There is nothing there. It's a shithole.
Do you not see the crime lords in this fucking city?
Like, mama, what you living in a shithole, having a bath with a bit of drugs?
She owns damn near the whole block, though.
She doesn't own it, though. She just controls it.
Shit! She damn near fucking owns it.
But if she owns it, she would pay for it.
She don't pay a damn thing.
Ah, then she doesn't own it, then, see?
She just okay, Wayne, goddammit.
Wayne, she took over gang turf, goddammit.
That's the point. She took over it, but she doesn't own it physically. Like, she could have bought
it. She owns it and she took it over.
And she doesn't now because Dredd threw her ass off that fucking roof.
Okay, Cody, talk to this motherfucker.
we get that. That's
Jesus
the end.
Christ, man.
Damn.
Why do you take us through these loops of confusion just to give an answer that we've been telling you, huh?
Because that's what what would Dredd do? He would confuse his enemy and then kill
them. No, he wouldn't. He'd just kill your ass.
Oh, then he's even more confused than I am because he just kills him.
Okay. Cody, now back to me and you. Now.
Yes. Yeah. Back to your regular schedule program.
Yeah, Cody, what was your favorite part of the film? We all love the film except for Wayne. But
oh, fuck you. You know I love this movie.
You love the Stallone one. I know you do.
I love that as
well. You know what? I got to say the sequels where Dredd, he takes over the Peace Street Communications and he declares that Mama is not the law. He is the law.
Yeah.
I fucking love that sequence.
How arrogant was that of him?
Yeah. He didn't give a fuck. He was like, hey, fuck that. I'm the law.
Well, see, I like the scene just after that where they try and find the booth and he walks up and uses the fucking napalm. Completely ignites their ass.
I think he'd give Batman a run for his money.
He would.
I think he'd kick the shit out of Batman. I never thought I'd be saying that, but
did you see what he did to that one judge's throat?
Yeah.
Yes. God damn, that was brutal.
I mean, he stitched himself. He don't need an Alfred.
Mm-mm.
Oh God, no. I even love that bit too. Where that guy's he's like, wait, he's like, wait for what? You know, the great Dredd. You know, he's afraid to die and all this shit, and she shoots him in the head, and he's like, yeah, wait for her to shoot you.
Wait for you to shoot you. Especially when he was reading Mama her rights and shit like that, or whatever, I was like, damn, dude, he's the best cop you could ever have. If only he was real.
Hell yeah.
I'd be afraid to be, it's a good thing he's not a racist cop, because good lord. Good lord.
I think he's a racist cop. I think he just hates all races.
Oh, I was going to say.
Okay.
I can only imagine a black man in a hoodie in his area. Ooh, good lord. Nobody's safe in that town, whatever. Take that hoodie off for 30 years in the ISO cube. Hey, yo, baby, I'm going to take it off. I feel like it. He's resisting. Napalm. What did you just say? I said napalm. How badass is that gun? Good lord.
Oh, yeah, the lawgiver. The lawgiver. Yeah. Oh,
my Even God. The name of that gun, the lawgiver.
The lawgiver.
Hell yeah. Yeah. It's law, right? Hell yeah.
You don't want to pick that shit up if you're not a judge, though.
Oh, hell no.
No. I don't know if I'd want to be a judge. They seem to have a really strict routine there.
Yeah, they do.
Plus, Cody's an alcoholic, so he definitely couldn't be a judge.
Nah, that wouldn't work out too well.
I would love to see Cody leaving a bar running to a judge.
Talk about fucking Judge Joe would have arrested his ass for getting that woman's number and harassing her. Yeah, they're not.
Oh, what? Oh, my God.
You're going to get 12 years in the ISO cubes for putting your knee in a woman's cunt.
Wow.
I can see as Cody sticks his knee in, the judge just grabs him by the shoulder. He's like, wait, man, I was apologizing. He's just like, 30 years in ISO cube for rape. I've been watching you, nigger, for a long time. Mel Gibson as a judge.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
He'd just fucking kill anyone. If they were Jewish, it wouldn't even matter. No sentence, nothing, just death.
Yeah.
Nailed it. That whole city would just be on fire. That's all that would be.
And he'd do that laugh. He'd give that speech from Braveheart as it on fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Wayne, how about you? What was your favorite part of the movie? Besides Stallone not being in the movie.
Stallone not being in the movie? That was very disappointing. I do love that speech where he's... Yeah, I'm the Lord. The way he says it, because it had to be put in the movie, but the way Stallone delivered it, oh, yeah, okay, that was not exactly his finest acting performance.
Oh, you goddamn right it wasn't.
That's the point, so when they actually put this line in, I was like, oh, how the fuck's he going to deliver it? But Carl Urban delivered that shit fucking perfectly. However,
right.
My favorite scene is one of the most confusing scenes, too, is when they finally lock them down in that floor. And instead of going and kill them, we're just going to get three massive Gatling guns and we're going to take out half the fucking floor and just shoot them. Oh, fuck. Love that scene, but my God, that's a bit of overkill.
I told you Lena Headey owned this place. Whatever. How can you just pull out three big-ass Gatling guns and just mow down a whole damn side of people and shit?
Like, okay, the scene that I love, though, out of all that is after they've survived and they're trying to hunt them down. He kills
now,
that
to be
guy.
Fair,
he comes out of the he comes out of the smoke, throws that guy over the balcony, and just slowly walks back off like he could not give a shit.
Love that shit.
Love
that.
That
was great.
He just looks at her and just walks away like, yeah.
Like, come on, bitch.
I want to say like at least 10 minutes later. That's when he gave his speech. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you are not the law. I am. I am the law. What I like about that though is that. Mama, she did give warnings now. She said, go to your houses. Yeah, there's going to be some firepower. Now, granted, those bullets was tearing up the houses and shit like that. You know.
Killed everyone. That
But that's not her problem. She gave them warnings. So, and how about her little tech nerd she was fucking?
That counts as fucking? I don't know. That's what
you
it was.
You know, at night
okay.
She was telling him, come here, boy, take your clothes off. He's like, I don't want to take my clothes off his head. Take it off. Everybody knows she had a sex addiction in this movie. Come on now.
Well, she was a whore. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. She chopping dicks off and shit with her mouth. I mean, use a knife, girl. Have some sense.
Well, she had a knife as well. She was using that on skinny, anorexic fucking emo motherfucker.
She was fucking that guy that looked like Wayne, the tech guy.
What? What? Fuck you,
what
you piece
hell?
Of shit.
You gotta say what on that one. What the hell?
How fucking dare you?
She was fucking that guy. Come on now. I can see Wayne now. Well, I don't want to take my clothes off or whatever. She's like, take them off, Wayne.
Fucking damn you compare me to that ginger head, fucking pale faced looking motherfucker.
That Jordan lookalike, yes.
That's a good one. Did you what? Jordan? The guy? Oh my God.
The hell do you get these comparisons from?
Oh, Wayne and Jordan lookalike. That's what I'm saying.
The guy is white, long haired, red haired. Pale skin looking ugly motherfucker.
Right, remind me of you, yeah.
You motherfucker.
Pale, white, ginger.
I am not a ginger. You can call me anything else. Call me anything else in this world with ginger, motherfucker.
Cody, remember when I showed you that picture of Wayne with the red hair? You remember that?
Wayne is the red? No, I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
Good man, Cody, because that shit doesn't exist.
Yeah, dude, you was a ginger. I don't know if you know, but Wayne used to be. That's why he hates him so much, because he was a ginger. Cody, you remember that, right?
So both you and Wayne are gingers. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're the one who's got the red beard. What are you talking about?
I know, that's right. He admires his roots now. Come on, Wayne, accept them.
Fuck all gingerheads. I would get on that PA and said if I was Dredd, if you're a gingerhead.
Cody, Wayne is like Cartman. He found out he was a ginger, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, got you.
Yeah,
I had that revelation. All right, got you.
Yeah, see, now you remember those photos.
Yes.
People will be asking now about these photos.
How the fuck can I be a ginger? Look at my skin color, for fuck's sake.
You are pale as shit, Wayne. Come on now.
I'll give you pale as shit. I'm dark. Wayne,
you're starting to get kind of pale now, man. Yeah. I've seen some recent photos, man. Yeah, you look kind of pale.
That's why he likes Stallone films, people. It makes him feel like a big guy. That's why.
Stallone's a midget. What are you talking about?
Watching those Stallone shitty action films makes Wayne feels like a big guy. It makes him forget about being a ginger and gives him confidence in himself.
Fuck you, people.
Oh, finally got under that skin of yours, huh?
Well, if I was a ginger, you would get under my skin because you could fucking see my veins and shit because they got no salt.
Well, we can see them now, you know.
Ginger have no pigmentation, so you can see all their veins and frankly, it's disgusting.
You sure know a lot about gingers, Wayne, huh?
Yeah.
Ginger head look like they've been skinned already because they've got no skin. Might as well just have their muscles showing.
It's like I touched a sensitive side with Wayne, Cody.
Yeah, I think you did.
I don't like ginger.
Yeah.
If I was Dredd, I would hunt them down. I would arrest them for being ginger.
I think you'd have to arrest yourself, too, then.
Fuck you.
Wow, Wayne is silent with a simple fuck you. Wow, I think I got under his skin a little bit there.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Final thoughts, though, guys. Wayne, final thoughts and rating.
I think you're a fuckwit. That's my final thought.
Cody, look, I touched the sensitive side of Wayne. Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Final thoughts on Dredd,
Cody,
who would kill
those photos, though, now, right?
If you can find those photos, I'll be shocked, because they don't exist, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm sure people can pull them up at some point.
Yeah, oh, you can pull
them right
something.
Now, actually, Wayne. Ginger.
You're full of shit, you are.
No, I'm not. I see you.
Show me. I want to see these photos.
No, you don't need to see them. The fans and Cody can see them. That's all that matters.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be after one of those fans. But final thoughts. Oh, yeah. Look. Fuck you. Just fuck you, man.
Nothing to say except fuck you. Wow, that's the first Wayne.
You're confusing me more than fucking Punisher Warzone, that's for sure.
Yeah, if anybody could ever get to you, Wayne, I knew it'd be me.
I hate ginger. I hate people with ginger hair. I hate people like Hector,
What?
Did you see Hector post?
Hector before you came on, Cody.
Yeah, he posted this thing about Easter, about, oh, thank Jesus for his resurrection. I'm like, motherfucker took your legs away, and you want to fucking thank him?
Damn.
Jesus.
Hey, you know what? Maybe you can use that big lip nigga in here as legs. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Wayne rating.
Alright, final thoughts. Okay, naturally, one of the best movies of the year when it came out. Definitely the better Dredd film compared to
the only Dredd film.
Oh, no, what about Punisher Warzone and The Raid and shit?
That's not a Dredd film. That's inspiration.
That's Punisher Warzone and Raid.
But, look, simply said, do you count this as a comic book movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
It's based off a comic book, yeah.
Well, so was The Crow. You didn't count The Crow.
It's not a superhero. We said a comic book.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
No.
Cody agrees.
Dredd
Cody agrees
with me. Superhero than The Crow is because Dredd is actually upholding the law.
So is The Crow!
Crow is an anti-hero. He's just getting revenge. What are you talking about?
So is Dredd.
Dredd's not getting revenge.
He kills people for the law.
That's not revenge.
That's not
revenge. That's not the law. That's not...
Yeah, but he has a bit of personal to it, too.
Wayne, what the fuck are you talking about now? There was nothing personal in this whole movie with Dredd.
When he killed Mama...
Not a goddamn thing.
He kills Mama. He ain't exactly... He's happy to do
that. She was a crime lord.
But he's still happy
to
do it.
That's his job.
He took satisfaction in doing it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Even when he did that speech! And Mama, it's judgment time. It's like, okay, he's having fun.
Okay, you fucking ginger. Come on now.
Fuck you. All right, I'm just getting it right. Out of all it... look, I want to... I'd even make a new rating to actually see this one, because you know what? As much as I do love the film, and I do love it, love the absolute fucking
What are you about to say here? You sound like you're getting
here we go. Negative
zones.
Look, I do
what
love
do you mean it. As much as you love the film But? What do you mean by that? What does that mean? Hold on.
Always that But. Here we go. I want to hear this.
Because look, there are some things I didn't like the start of it that much. I thought it overused the slow-mo a little bit too much at the very start.
I thought
start.
You said they didn't.
No. I said just at the very, very, very start. It was like...
Oh, okay.
They, with a car chase scene, awesome. And then it got to the bit when he kicks in the door and such shit, and it's like, oh, it's all slow again. I'm like, oh, come on. Let's not.
Okay, from the beginning of the film, though, to when he kicked down that door, that was a good 20-minute time span between those two.
That's
just
it. They used it in a good way. But I was worried that they were going to overuse it, which they didn't at all. So it was like, but as I'm watching it, especially for like the, whatever, the fucking fifth or fourth time I've seen it, but just cut it quite short. It would be definitely between a see it and a rent it. So, okay. But I would probably say a very low see it, if that makes sense.
No, you know what? I want to hear more of your negatives then, because you sound like you got more negatives to say.
It's just, okay, the main negatives about this movie is the fact the fans didn't actually see it. So therefore, I wanted to see what you guys are saying, a big budget sequel, because it felt very confined. Whereas I want to see that world, which obviously they didn't have the budget to do it. So you get to see little bits here and there, but... Is it the complaints I've got against it are the things that it can't help it with, because it was, you know, it was confined to this fucking $50 million budget. Whereas I do want to see, I'd like to see more of the, you know, the Hall of Justice and see more of the judges and, you know, all that kind of shit. But
after seeing Judge Dredd, do you really want that?
Yes, to see it done properly. Exactly.
I don't know, man. I think this was the best way of starting off trying to fix it first by going small and simple.
I will totally agree. It is the best way to start, but I would love, that's my point. I wanted to see that sequel where it could open up more, and it's unlikely to ever fucking happen now.
It isn't the film's fault. Don't be putting
it on the right. Yeah, he's talking about imaginary movies right now. We're talking about just Dredd right now.
If I'm just as a pure film by itself, definitely a see it. Completely, okay, easily
a see it. That's, alright, all you need to see. That's all we need to hear.
Okay, well, that's it then. It's a see it.
Well, I was gonna say, Wayne, I hear you saying that. I agree. I do want to see that. But at the same time, when I was watching this film, I think that, and you guys even said it yourself when you brought up some of your favorite parts in the film, it wasn't mostly the action or what you saw. It was just Dredd himself, which you love more. It was just Dredd himself. I don't know if adding extra to it would make it better or worse, to be honest. Just as long as we get Dredd, this character is Dredd in here, because you two motherfuckers brought up two lines that were your favorite part, were just lines. They just dialogue. There was no action or nothing like that. And that was actually some of the best parts in this movie, is just seeing Carl Urban perform as this character to me. I mean, the action in here is incredible and everything else and stuff, but I think personally just finally seeing the character done right on screen was just more satisfying than seeing this world open up.
Well, I guess
up.
That's the question, is how good is this film if you took Carl Urban away as Dredd? I mean, someone else might have been able to portray it really good, but Carl Urban really is the standout of the film.
That's the thing, too. You really wouldn't know who is good for this role, because when you hear Carl Urban, you'd be like, what?
Okay, okay. Replace him with Jai Courtney.
Oh, hell no.
Exactly. Exactly. Man. Just imagine, same film, same script, but have Jai Courtney playing that role. Instantly, the film plummets, because Carl Urban is that character.
Okay, now you can't go from Carl Urban to Jai Courtney. I mean, come on. Now.
Jesus Christ.
You would have said the fucking failure, Taylor Kitsch or something. I'd be like, well, he's got a chance, you know? I mean, shit, because, you know, he's had bad movies and he's been recently on some good movie trend or whatever. So I'd be like, he's a step up from fucking Jai Courtney. I mean, Jai Courtney, come on.
Hell yeah, he is.
I am the law. I am the law, dope. It's dope, bitch. Come on, be awesome.
Damn, you sounded hard when you said that. Say it again, Wayne.
No, say it again. No, I'm never saying dope ever again.
Oh, you just said it, baby.
Yeah,
oh,
I said it. Oh, there you go. First. All right. Awesome.
Hey, say your bitch.
Your bitch.
No, that's not right.
No, not bitch. Like bish. Like bish.
Bish.
Say your bish.
You bish. What the fuck are you on about? What the fuck are you on about? Now I'm now confused, people.
Oh, that's the gentleman style.
We'll explain it to you later, Wayne.
Yeah, we will. matter of fact, Cody, while I give my final, send him a link to that video I sent you, by the way.
Sure.
Yeah, you bitch. Yeah, that'll teach him whatever.
I'm going to kill you, motherfuckers, so, when I get that line, I swear.
I thought Carl Urban was spot on. I did not expect this out of Carl Urban. I thought, when I heard him, I was like, there's no way he can play this character. He played that character not only one of the best I've seen, but like Wayne just said, it made it, he played the character so well that it made it seem like, I personally don't know who they could cast as this, because you never know who could pull us acting like this, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Stallone.
Hell no. He ain't got no mode of acting. What are you talking about?
Great.
His mode of acting is talking gibberish shit.
And we saw what he did with his Judge Dredd, so I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
And we saw that with an open world as well, and look how that fucking worked out. It wasn't that, it, matter of fact, I was about to say, wasn't that great? No, that's fucking terrible. Matter of fact, it was an insult to comic book movies, but it actually was in Cody's top 10 worst. So yeah, it was one of the top
10 worst. Yeah, right there. So
one of the top 10 worst comic book films of all time. So yes, I thought for a little of what the world we got, the cinematography, I thought it looked damn good to me. I wasn't necessarily interested in seeing more of the world. I was more interested in that for a sequel. Before I got here, I was just more of getting Judge Dredd right, and they nailed him spot on. Man, this guy was just, matter of fact, he pretty much was the life of the movie, which he should be, because the movie is called Dredd, so
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that it should be about Dredd. I like the fact that they made him the badass of the whole thing, and he just does not give a fuck, man. I really want to see that Punisher Dredd crossover. I think that'll be the greatest versus movie you ever see to
what
date.
What the fuck did you just send me, Cody?
So, Cody, I'm giving this a high C, man.
Okay, I see it. Nice, nice. Well, I think I'm right there with you, my friend. I just love that they finally brought Judge Dredd to life in the right way, man. Because after that fucking Stallone movie, dude, he needed this. He said he needed this. Judge Dredd is a cool-ass character.
Really?
I love his world. And I kind of get what Wayne was saying. Like, he would love to see where a sequel would go and all that. But as far as, an introductory film, yeah, this is perfect, in my opinion. I got straight to the point and didn't bullshit around his origin and all that, because he didn't need a fucking origin story. He Judge Dredd. Carl Urban played him to perfection. I even love Olivia Thirlby as Judge Anderson. Thought she was a great companion, sidekick. Thought she was awesome. I thought Lena Headey was Lena Headey was an effective villain. I love the slow motion sequences in here. Like I said before, it's some of the best I've seen. I love it, man. Especially all the gory bits, people's cheeks blown off and shit. I'm like, damn, that's awesome. Love that. Yeah, man. It's basically what it comes down to. It's basically a comic book version of Die Hard, the first Die Hard. So I'm all for that, man. So. Yeah, this is it's how I see it. Like I said, so I love it. I love me some Dredd.
He was about to stun all those guys, by the, and he was like, "Oh, we'll give you 10 seconds." He was like, mm-hmm. "Well, you just gave me your answer then," and he just
yep.
Awesome. I love that shit. Hey, so Wayne, did you love that video Cody sent you?
Fuck that shit. The fuck.
Welcome to America Hip Hop.
There you go.
That shit.
Hello, people. That's been another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. Well, the first edition.
Yes.
Yeah, the first edition. Obviously, you can listen to us on MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com. What you can do now is you can check us out on iTunes now, thanks to Wayne's white ass, his red ass.
You gotta go redhead, you fucking...
Yeah, you redhead ass. He doesn't like being a ginger, people, so leave him reviews and comments about not being a ginger, and send them...
If you
send
fucking
them
say we review Annie, I'll kill any of you motherfuckers.
Damn, where the hell that comes from?
That's ultimate gingerhead.
She is the ultimate ginger. I will give you that. But
fucking
she's got replaced
red headed little cunt.
Yeah. Damn.
God, he wants to say damn. You know it's bad.
People, somehow have Wayne Kickstarter a Hector movie. I'd love to see that.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. That'd be awesome.
They should have just cast him as fucking bloody what's his name?
Xavier.
No, the guy who won the Academy Award for playing the disabled man.
Oh, goddamn, boy.
Stephen Hawkins. There you
go. Oh, so you're saying Hector's a genius then? Okay.
No, he's a fucking idiot, but he could have played that role. Wouldn't have to pay him much to make him a cripple.
He plays a genius, though. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but it's all acting.
Oh, boy.
Ah, even in Wayne's insult, he compliments. That's nice of you, Wayne. You gotta think before you speak, Wayne.
You know I don't do that.
So we noticed. So leave us reviews over there. Matter of fact, I want to see the first review for us saying, Wayne, it's okay to be a ginger, and then give us 5 stars for that. That'd be awesome. Until next time, people, we will be back for another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. I'm the Phenomenal One.
I'm Cody.
No, I am not a fucking gingerhead.
He's ginger.
Fuck ginger people.
That's why he's bald-headed.
Yeah, like, that's the excuse why I shave my head.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I keep shaving his head. Ginger.
Judgment time. Let's finish this.